And that was Hunter here with to go with Songs We Learned in Cornish. And before that, the River Drivers gave us Big Oak Road and Comanabon from their album Big Oak Road. It is 7:01. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. And this is where we segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. And we have a treat for you. And this is a new piece from Sharon Knight.
Tafos, Tafos, Dallasa, Schwilleo, Thalassa, Taphosa. Hecate, Hecate, Hecate. Hecate, Hecate, Hecate. Hecate, Hecate, Hecate. Hecate. Hecate, Hecate, Hecate. Hecate, Hecate, Hecate. Hecate, 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 Hecate,
thank you. I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
So that last piece we heard was Matt and Shannon Heaton with Dust of Snow from Fine Winter's Night. And yes, I am kind of jumping the season because they are doing a show at Passim's featuring their album Fine Winter's Night, traditional and original music for Christmas, and that is on December 6th, and you can go to the Passim website and get tickets. Guaranteed, it's a fantastic show, and thanks, Shannon, for the stuffing ideas. All right, then. Before that, we heard Susan McEwen and Lindsay Horner gave us All Hallows from Through the Bitter Frost and Snow. And Sharon Knight gave us Serpent Wine, a chant for Hecate, from her album Witch Moon. And this was a special EP that she put together for her Patreon subscribers and then made it available to anybody for one day only. It has some wonderful songs on it, including Boudica, who we'll probably hear at a later bit. Well, our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. November the 8th, complete cider pressing, make a cider syllabub. November the 9th, complete the fattening of pigs for Martinmas slaughter. And November the 10th is Martinmas Eve, which is Halloween old style, and thus a second chance to look into the future. The Trial of the Three Dishes, as performed in Scotland. Take three dishes, fill one with clean and another with dirty water, and leave one empty. The person making the trial is then blindfolded and let in to feel for a dish with their left hand. If they put their hand into the clean water, their future wife or husband will be a maid or bachelor. If into the dirty, they will wed a widow or widower, but if into the empty dish, they will never marry. The trial should be repeated three times, changing the arrangement of the dishes between each attempt. November the 11th is Martinmas, the festival of winter's beginning, of bloodletting and fresh meat. And Malinky at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock gave us a fine Martinmas tune. With grazing now becoming scanty, Martinmas was the traditional time for slaughtering all cattle, sheep, and pigs, which could not be maintained through the winter. It was therefore an unusual and welcome opportunity for feasting on fresh meat. The day itself commemorated St. Martin of Tours, who was said to have died on this day in 397, and he was a young Roman cavalry officer who was moved by charity to divide his cloak with a beggar, subsequently revealed to be Christ himself. He is thus the patron of soldiers, beggars, and the oppressed. And we would be remiss if we didn't remind you that November the 11th is a Veterans Day. Please, if you get a chance, thank a veteran for their service and for their willingness to fight for the freedoms we hold so dear. November the 12th, cure meat for winter stores. Make puddings and sausages from offal. Martinmas beef doth bear good tack, which country folk do dainties lack. A whole cow or sheep, now either salted or set in the chimney to dry cure like bacon, often provided the only winter meat supply for many less prosperous families. Its innards, meanwhile, provided puddings and sausages. And we do have a recipe for excellent black puddings from the closet of Sir Kenelm Digby. And if anyone is interested in that, just drop me a line and I will give it to you. November the 13th, gather yarrow, still flowering in most years. Destroy troublesome ants' nest. November the 14th, be sure to lay in stocks of winter firewood. Beechwood fires burn bright and clear if the logs be kept a year. Oaken logs, if dry and old, keep away the winter's cold. Chestnuts only good, they say, if for years 'tis laid away. But ashwood green or ashwood brown are fit for a king with a golden crown. Elms she burns like the churchyard mold. Even the very flames are cold. Birch and pine wood burn too fast, blaze too bright, and do not last. But ash wet or ash dry, a queen may warm her slippers by. Now, no credit is given for this sonnet, but one suspects one of the Elizabethan poets had a hand in this. On this day in 1635 died Old Parr of Shropshire, who claimed to have been born in 1483 and thus to be 152 years old. November the 15th, keep up your spirits with healthy exercise. Treat throat complaints betimes. And November the 16th, cleanse privies, trench gardens, and sweep chimneys. Tusser's 500 points of good husbandry notes. Foul privies are now to be cleansed and fied. Let night be appointed such baggage to hide, which buried in gardens, in trenches alow, shall make very many things better to grow. The chimney all sooty would now be made clean, for fear of mischances too oftentimes seen. Old chimney and sooty a fire once take, by burning and breaking soon mischief may make. And in this day and age, it doesn't hurt if you have a filter in your furnace to inspect it and change it if it's dirty. Next up, we've got some more music for your delectation.
the sheep that gave the wool, green the pastures where they fed, blue and scarlet side by side. Bless the warp and bless the thread. May the charm of lasting life be upon your flocks in full, from the hill where they rest. May they rise both whole and well. Bless the man who wears this cloth. May he wounded never be from the bitter cold and frost. May this cloth protection be. Now is walked the web we spun. Winter storms may rage in vain. Bless the work by which we won comfort from the wind and rain. White the sheep that gave the wool, green the pastures where they fed, blue and scarlet side by side. Bless the warp and bless the thread.
Thank you. Praise to the moon, bright queen of the skies, jewel of the black night, the light of our eyes. Brighter than starlight, whiter than snow, look down on us in the darkness below. If well you should find us, then well let us stay. Be it 7 times better when you make your way. Be it 7 times better when we greet the dawn. So light up our way and keep us from all harm. Give strength to the weary, give alms to the poor, to the tainted and needy, 5 senses restore. Give song to our voices, give sight to our eyes, to see the sun bow as the new moon shall rise. Cast your eyes downwards to our dwelling place. 3 times for favor and 3 times for grace. Over the dark clouds your face for
from David Coffin, has just released a double CD, Live from the Revels Stage, celebrating 40 years with Revels. And it's safe to say that since John Langstaff has passed away, David Coffin is probably the person most well connected with the Revels, if you're in the audience. And we'd like to remind you that they are indeed doing the Christmas Revels. This year it's an American theme, and you can find out more and which performances have tickets open by going to the website. Revels.org. Before that, we heard Rahim Al-Haj with Letters from Iraq. Letter 5 was Going Home. Then Johnny Cunningham and Susan McEwen gave us A Winter Charm of Lasting Life. And we started off that set with Rahim giving us A Fly Home from Letters from Iraq. And now for something completely different.
awakened one. With a body like this, you will see your home and family as though you were meeting them in a dream. But although you speak to them, you will get no reply. You will see your relatives and family weeping, so you will think, I am dead. What shall I do? And you will feel intense pain, like the pain of a fish rolling in hot sand. But now, suffering is no use. Even though you are attached to your relatives and family, it is no use, so do not be attached. Invoke the Lord of Great Compassion, and there will be no suffering or fear. Awakened one, since your mind is separated from your body, you cannot settle down. You feel angry and cold, and consciousness becomes airy, speeding, swaying, and impermanent. You will think, so, I am dead. What shall I do now? And you will feel intense and boundless pain. Do not occupy yourself with all kinds of thoughts, but rest your mind in its basic state. But since you are a mental body, you cannot die. And even though your body is cut into pieces, you will recover. You are really the natural form of emptiness, so there is no need to fear. The lords of death are the natural form of emptiness, your own confused projections, and you are emptiness, a mental body of unconscious tendencies. emptiness cannot harm emptiness. And external lords of death, gods, evil spirits, demons, and so on, have no reality apart from your own confused projections. So, recognize this. At this moment, recognize everything as the Bardo.
Good evening. It's 7:54. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Laurie Anderson, Tenzin Choyol, Jesse Paris-Smith with Lotus Born, No Need to Fear, songs from the Bardo. Edward Buchert has just entered the studio and is getting ready for another fantastic show. We are going out of here with songs of our native daughters, Blood and Bones.
Once a noble daughter, our kingdom spans. systematic lie. Blood and bones, what we're made of, not enough steel to reconcile. Crying out to the darkness, want your way to feel alive. Living mounds lined with halos, but it's no surprise.
Well, this part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?
Please. All that trash can easily catch fire.
So off my porch is a bad idea.
Cigarettes tossed into mulch, leaves, and grass start many fires. Fire can grow up the side of a building before anyone notices.
Fine. Bucket of sand?
That's perfect. Put it out. All the way. Every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/